Star Wars fans were delighted when a new film, The Rise of Skywalker, was released. To their amazement, the producers had brought the late actress Carrie Fisher back to life for a brief but convincing scene.
Your Highness, the transmission we received. What is it they've sent us?
Hope.
Equally amazing was a video crafted by comedian and director Jordan Peele, who does a remarkable imitation of Barack Obama's voice and was able to manipulate an existing video of the former president speaking from the Oval Office.
We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things. For instance, they could have me say things like, President Trump is a total and complete dipshit. Now, you see, I would never say these things, at least not in a public address, but someone else would. Someone like Jordan Peele.
Peele used the video to warn the public about so-called deep fakes, videos manipulated by computers and crafty programmers to look like the real deal. It's a subject that also concerns UVA engineering major Zachary Yon. He says people may be able to spot fakes.
The computer algorithms that are generating these things aren't perfect, but these things happen so quickly. You're just, you know, at the gym watching the news, or you're just scrolling through your social media feed. You don't really have the attention to sit there and really stare at this video or this image for even the 30 seconds it would take.
And some frauds are much harder to detect.
Some of them are really, really good, and even the experts can't really tell.
So when he and fellow engineering major Ahmed Hussein heard about a contest to devise a way to automatically flag deep fakes, they jumped at the chance. They spent about 3 weeks doing research, conferring with Professor Mirsha Stan and postdoc Samiran Ganguly. Hussein says the time passed quickly.
It was a competition that I thought would take a lot longer. It would be a lot more difficult. But as soon as we got into it, I got so interested and got so passionate about the subject that I lost track of time and had a lot of fun with it.
Hussein says the approach they came up with is very different from what others have tried, but it only exists on paper.
The way that research goes is that you sort of create something, you kind of fidget with it, and you see, oh, okay, I got it, so this is how it's going to work. And then you publish your findings. Turning it into a full, you know, end-to-end product is a much bigger task.
But their proposal was strong enough to beat 16 other entries in the competition, landing them a $6,000 prize and bragging rights. Again, Zach Yon.
The second place team was composed of 4 PhD students. We were pretty proud to have beaten them out.
The two plan to further develop their concept and maybe start a company to make the model available. But Hussein says their goal is not to get rich.
We don't want cybersecurity. We don't want checking the legitimacy of whether or not a video is real or not to be trapped within the realm of the corporate world. We want it to just be available to everybody.
He notes that deep fakes and widespread distrust of the media have been branded the fifth generation of cyber warfare, and he's hopeful the model devised with Yon will protect the world from that angle of attack. I'm Sandy Houseman.